You've unsettled things, shaking up the comfort zones of people who never expected change. It's like you've shaken the tree, and now the leaves have scattered, while the hidden snakes are scurrying away, exposed and embarrassed. These individuals, or perhaps one person in particular, are not only humiliated by their own actions, but are also a source of shame to others. Meanwhile, you've been focused on your path, yet somehow you've become the center of their attention. They can't stop obsessing over your journey and the plans you've set in motion. Their unease stems from the fact that you've disrupted their version of the story. They're desperate to regain control, twisting narratives to hide their embarrassment because you've unveiled truths they tried to conceal. That's exactly what's happening now. These people are overwhelmed by fear and vulnerability. They've backed themselves into a corner, unable to face the truth you've uncovered. Just like lifting the mattress to find the dog, the covers are being pulled back on their pretenses, revealing what they've tried so hard to hide. They've been hiding for far too long, beneath masks, behind lies, and under false appearances. But now, the truth is coming out. Nothing is hidden anymore. The covers are being pulled back, and everything they've used to shield themselves is being stripped away. It's like God is uncovering every layer, ensuring that there's nowhere left to hide. Their time of deception has ended. If you've been facing opposition, know that there's a reset happening for you too. It's a fresh start, a new beginning, and no one can stop what's already in motion. God's plan for you is unfolding, and while others might feel embarrassed or defeated, you will rise victorious. Sometimes, speaking your truth feels like an attack to others. You have a strong intuition, a deep sense of discernment, and often you don't even realize why you're saying or doing certain things. But you're being guided, led by a higher power. When you act or speak from that place of truth, it can make others uncomfortable because it touches on things they'd rather keep hidden. Your truth exposes their truth, and that can feel like stepping on toes. It's like the old saying, a guilty conscience will always react. When you bring light to a situation, even unknowingly, it stirs up emotions in people who feel exposed. They interpret your actions as an attack, even though you're just following your calling. The more you move authentically and speak what's on your heart, the more they feel the heat. And right now, some of these people are hollering. They're embarrassed and scrambling to retaliate. The desperation to hurt you is so strong that they're willing to expose themselves in the process. They'll unintentionally reveal their own wrongdoings because they're so fixated on bringing you down. Their obsession with your life, who you are, what you have and what you're doing is blinding them to their own mistakes. In their attempts to attack you, they're putting themselves in harm's way. It's like they're placing themselves on their own chopping block, proving the truth of what you've been saying all along. The more you stay true to yourself, the clearer their actions become to everyone around them. Your truth was like a mirror, reflecting things they didn't want to face. Now let's move to the next point. They pretended to be everyone's best friend. These people acted as if they were deeply connected, as if they knew everyone and everything. They walked around with a false sense of importance, making it seem like they had all the power and influence. They wanted everyone to admire them, to believe in their charm and connections. Then they crossed paths with you, and unlike others, you didn't buy into their act. You weren't impressed by their stories or their supposed influence. While they might have fooled others with their lies and fake personas, they couldn't fool you. You saw through them because you're connected to something greater, something divine. Even if there was a time when it seemed like they had the upper hand, that season didn't last. The divine stepped in and said, "Not this one. This is someone I've chosen, someone I've sent to bring love, healing, and kindness to the world." These individuals built their lives on manipulation. They played the victim, pulled strings, and deceived others to get what they wanted. But their tricks didn't work with you. Why? Because you see beyond the surface. You see through their words, straight to their intentions. It doesn't matter how convincing they sound, you can sense what's real and what's not. No matter how much they pretend, they can't hide their true selves from you. Their facade crumbles in your presence. And now, they're not just embarrassed, they're a source of shame for themselves and everyone connected to them. You've exposed the truth, and they have no choice but to face it. Let's move on to the next point. They acted like your friend, earning your trust, only to betray you. These dogs entered the fight thinking they were a match for you, but they soon realized they were no more than a whisper against a giant. They licked your hand, pretending loyalty, then turned around and bit you, proving once again they were never truly on your side. You cared for them, supported them, and offered kindness. You gave them chances, but each time they showed their true colors. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. But a third time? That's never happening again. You've learned the lesson. They can't trick you anymore, can't hurt you again, and they'll never get that close to you. What happened wasn't just a painful experience, it was a lesson. It taught you to see people for who they truly are. It made you stronger, wiser, and more careful. Now you're steps ahead of them. The things they once did to upset you no longer have power. Their games don't trigger you. Your calmness, your composure, that's your strength, and it frustrates them to no end. They tried everything to bring you down. They spread lies, created drama, and even went to extremes to involve others. But no matter how hard they worked behind the scenes, their efforts failed. You've moved on, leaving them behind. Their betrayal doesn't control you anymore. And now, you've cut them off completely. Spirit gave you the clarity to cut ties, to end their access to your life. It's over. By standing in your truth, you exposed them without even trying. The light in you has revealed everything they wanted to keep hidden, and now they're left to face the consequences of their own actions. When you speak from your heart, guided by a higher power, you're often unaware of the profound impact your words can have. Some might find comfort, inspiration, or encouragement in what you share, while others may feel unsettled, even defensive. The truth has a way of revealing what's hidden, shedding light on things that some people would rather keep in the dark. When that happens, it's natural for them to feel as though they've been singled out, even when your intent was simply to follow your calling and speak your truth. This is the essence of being chosen. To be set apart means living with purpose, listening to the quiet voice within, and trusting the guidance of something greater. You know when to speak and when to act, always aligned with what truly matters. If others struggle with this, it's a reflection of their own challenges, not of your actions. Your strength, truth, and light may unsettle them, but it is not your responsibility to shrink yourself to make them comfortable. Often those who are most disturbed by your words are the ones battling inner conflicts. On the surface, they might act like everything is fine, smiling, going through the motions, pretending to be unaffected. But beneath the facade, there's turmoil. They're embarrassed, not just in their own eyes, but in the eyes of others who see through the cracks in their pretense. Their discomfort stems from the undeniable contrast between their outward projection and their inner reality. Your role isn't to fix how they feel about your truth. It's to continue walking your path with integrity, compassion, and clarity. Let them wrestle with their own emotions. It's their journey to navigate, not yours to carry. As for you, keep standing strong. Keep being bold, confident, and unapologetically you. You're the one who makes an impact, the one who leaves a mark. People may not like it, but they'll have to respect it. Your determination and resilience set you apart, and nothing can take that away.